constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 edition. If you're having pain in your joints, if you're having pains in your muscles, you overdid it like I did a couple of springs ago, pulling weeds for an entire day without any breaks. I think I may have stopped for lunch, but spent about 9.5, 10 hours outside, bending over, pulling weeds. Started feeling it later that evening when I went to bed. I think I took some Tylenol and ibuprofen. Got up in the morning, could barely move. It was so bad, I had to drive myself to Sheboygan. Got a chiropractic adjustment from Dr. Gary, then did laser light treatment on my lower back. And I got to tell you, it was a miracle. Pain went away almost immediately, but more importantly, the inflammation went down. And over the weekend, I fully recovered. Monday morning, got up, moving, walking, no pain whatsoever. Highly, highly, highly recommend you text me laser, L-A-S-E-R, and I'll send you back the screenshot of their phone number, 231-627-4300. Their address, 323 North Main Street, downtown Sheboygan, right across from PNC Bank. Highly, highly, highly recommend both Dr. Gary as a chiropractor and Stacy providing the deep tissue laser light therapy. Well, they're back in Lansing. They're back. And they are working on the budget. This is going to be very interesting where this goes. One of the things happening very much on the minds, tourism, gas prices, on the mind of Michiganders. Also, there's a new poll out showing Haley Stevens is now leading in the Democratic primary race for U.S. Senate. Well, they're looking at this race coming down to the end of the campaign in August, and it may flip a couple of times. Very interesting story there. But the one I really wanted to focus on was something that they were trying to do in Lansing. A late push to put it on the August 4th primary ballot to make a constitutional amendment to change how Republicans and Democrats select their Secretary of State, Attorney General, and university board nominees is highly unlikely to be taken up by the lawmakers this week. MERS News Service has learned this from multiple sources. House Speaker Matt Hall was very cold to the idea on Mackinac Island last week. He allegedly sought to hurriedly put something together over the weekend, but the Senate Democrats allegedly don't trust Hall enough to pull off something of this significance in a matter of just days. It's something Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings, Democrat from Grand Rapids, has said publicly. Brings doesn't trust Hall to do big things. What was it exactly they were trying to do, and what was the tool that they were trying to do it with? Well, it was a House Joint Resolution U, the letter U. That's the question that's on the table. The proposal moves the selection of the Attorney General and Secretary of State nominees, as well as university nominees, from party conventions to be put on the ballot for the August primary election. That was their proposal. In theory, the idea was to let the public, electors, voters, pick the nominees, as it is done for governor, U.S. senator, and other seats in both the statewide and local races. It would then ensure that both parties would send their nominees from the primary election to the November general elections, unquestionably with public support, not just those precinct delegates who attend state conventions, both for the Democrat and the Republican Party. The opposite is true for university board posts. Instead of them being elected by the voters, the board members of the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, and Wayne State University would also be selected by the governor to prevent any personal politics from playing a role in the university decision-making process. A little bit of a twist from the original idea. Speaker Hall said during a quadrant meeting at the Detroit Regional Chamber event this past week that he's not necessarily driven on these positions or this idea. He basically sees this as a Democratic problem. However, Hall said he's prepared to move all of the State Board of Education members to being gubernatorial appointees. He believes that the state superintendent should be reporting directly to the governor. The Democrats want to change the Attorney General and the Secretary of State after their disastrous convention this spring. Democrats want to change the university boards as well. Hall said, "I think we should make a deal around those parameters when we get to it. Also, I really don't like the way that we do Board of Education. So maybe there's a deal that we can make." Well, the Detroit News issued a staff editorial last night urging Hall to put something up on the board for a vote. Former Governors John Engler and Jim Blanchard said that they were disturbed by the Michigan State University president, Kevin Gievsky, leaving the school to take the same position at Clemens. That's written wrong. Taking the same position at Clemson University due to public criticism that he received from a minority of Michigan State University trustees on specific policy issues. Well, former Governor Engler apparently approached the governor's office and House Speaker Hall about putting together the needed two-thirds support in the House and the Senate to put the House Joint Resolution U on the ballot for this August 4th primary. However, Speaker Hall is not having much luck negotiating with the state Senate Democrats. His team feels as if the Senate Democrats don't want to put certain members, for example, U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow, on the record for voting to dismantle the power of the party conventions, while she's asking these exact same voters to vote for her in the August primary. Also, should a primary election electorate make these types of decisions? Shouldn't something this significant be decided by the largest number of voters? That would be in the general election in November. But at a time when Senate Democrats want a deal on the budget, as well as a host of other things, reshuffling how Michigan voters would select party nominees isn't high on the priority list in the first full week of June. Maybe, just maybe, a deal can be reached by early September to put the issue on the November general election ballot. But seemingly, that's a lifetime away. So we'll continue to follow this story and see if they're going to end up doing it, like it says, in November. Republican candidate, U.S. Congressman John James, has been hit with a complaint filed with the United States House Communications Standards Commission, alleging that John James improperly used taxpayer-funded congressional advertising to reach voters outside of his 10th congressional district while running for governor. The complaint contends James' office paid for YouTube advertisements that were shown throughout the Detroit media market, reaching portions of 7 congressional districts while spending more money on the broader market than within his own district. The complaint argues that the advertisements violated House communication rules requiring official taxpayer-funded communications to serve a member's district only and to avoid audiences outside the district whenever possible. So the complaint's been filed. We'll continue to follow this and see where it goes. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission. He's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. We're having some technical difficulties at the end of each segment, but hopefully we'll get it resolved soon for the rest of the show. So bear with us. Greatly appreciate the dead air, but stay right here. Don't go anywhere. This complaint filed by Carl Berry of Plymouth, longtime Republican who was running a security company, always provided security at the state conventions. I believe Carl has since retired, but I know Carl personally. Well, in his complaint, arguing that the advertisements that John James ran for governor violated House communication rules. Again, those rules require the official taxpayer-funded communication advertisements to serve a member's district and to avoid targeting audiences outside the district whenever is possible. It also alleged that the ads contain messaging similar to the themes used in James's gubernatorial campaign, raising questions about whether the official congressional resources were used to benefit his statewide political campaign. Again, the complaint filed by Carl Berry says that it violates House rules prohibiting campaign content in official communications. Separately, Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox issued a statement accusing James of using taxpayer dollars to bolster his governor campaign and called on James to reimburse the taxpayers. The complaint is now pending before House officials in Washington, D.C. Well, Tip Insights A polling company, very liberal in my opinion, released a new poll yesterday showing John James is still in the lead of the Republican gubernatorial primary with 31% of the vote. Former Attorney General Mike Cotts allegedly has moved in the second place with 20%, and Perry Johnson is right behind at 19%. Well, the interesting part is that the Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, is tied with a political unnamed known person, Joyce Gibson. Both Gibson and Nesbitt got 3%. Well, Gibson did not turn in signatures to even be on the August primary ballot. Very interesting. Gibson was up on the pastor, Ralph Rebant, who is stuck at 1% in the polling. Rebant has made the decision to challenge in court Secretary of State as well as Bureau of Elections policy, where they used a sampling of his 18,216 signatures. They chose to randomly sample only 750 signatures. Folks, this is not a law. This is not part of our election laws. This is a policy rule coming out of Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office being enforced by the Bureau of Elections with instructions to the Board of Canvassers to only sample 750 signatures. Well, Ralph Rebant has hired an attorney and they are taking it to court, challenging the rule where it does not allow for all the signatures to be looked at, keeping Ralph Rebant off the ballot. So, very, very interesting dynamic setting up. Very interesting to see what is going to happen here in the next couple days when this lawsuit is heard by a judge. Going to be very, very, very interesting. Well, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. We're going to have Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, on in the next half hour. We're going to try to get these technical difficulties fixed. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff...